The year 2009 is upon us. So while it's certainly a time to look forward to all that the new year holds, it's also important to look back at what 2008 brought us. So haul out those old calendars and reminisce with me about the Code of Federal Regulations presidential proclamations, those days, weeks, and months that the President of the United States gave special meaning to by titling them with memorable monikers like National Consumer Protection Week. National Consumer Protection Week was back in early March, by the way. If you didn't hear about it, you're not alone in overlooking the occasion. It's hard to plan proper commemorations for these national notations because the president keeps throwing them at us, often announcing them nearly as they happen. It was on August 22, 2008, for example, that President Bush announced the 2008 Women's Equality Day, a day to be observed 4 days later. These proclamations are something all presidents proclaim. They designate a certain day or number of days as those in which the nation honors some group or something, many likely the result of intense lobbying from various interest groups or concerns. Imagine the animals that lobbied for a designation for Great Outdoors Month, for example. Along those lines, these special days, weeks, and months can also be an attempt to bring national attention to an important issue. National Consumer Protection Week, for example, was set aside as a week in early March to highlight marketplace safety, to encourage Americans to make informed financial decisions, and to make all of us responsible consumers, savers, and investors. Given the events that followed in the fall, National Consumer Protection Week plainly didn't get the hoopla it needed. It was followed, coincidentally, just a couple of months later by National Homeownership Month, a month in which we were supposed to honor those working to ensure that the mortgage industry is more transparent, reliable, and fair. Ditto. There were other, even more general proclamations. National Child's Day passed by in May without a nagging mention from my kids, but they can't complain about my negligence. They did nothing to celebrate Parents' Day on July 27, 2008. There are more targeted days, weeks, and months, periods of time that honor or bring attention to a smaller segment of the population. Take National Tartan Day in April, a day set aside to honor the spirit and character of Scottish Americans. We had 2008 National Charter Schools Week, in which the president honored parents and others who bring educational alternatives to the nation's school children. That was in early May. It overlapped with Military Spouse Day, held on May 5th of last year. Later in the month came National Maritime Day to honor those who served and who continue to serve on the seas. And that was followed the very next month by National Oceans Month, the month we recognize that we must save our oceans. We'll have to revisit these proclamations next year to see how a new administration might change things up a bit. I doubt, for instance, that President Obama will be marking the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade by proclaiming a National Sanctity of Human Life Day, as President Bush did last year. But that is the prerogative of the president, I do proclaim. I'm Amy Guida.